Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week, the week of March 2nd to the 6th. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to the man who's in the know and on the go. I feel like I should be doing some poetry here now, Michael. Michael Harrison, in the know, on the go, on the Countdown Show. How do you like that? Maybe we should
get those jingle singers while it's fresh.
In the know,
on the go. It's the Talk Radio Countdown
Show.
We're not doing very well.
Let's get into this. Okay.
You know, number 10, we have the Tennessee tornadoes, and we have homelessness. And they're connected in one way, is that the tornadoes have created some homelessness, but the real situation with homelessness is it's becoming intolerable in many places. It's filthy. It's disgusting. And now that we have a coronavirus, it's becoming a place where the virus can fester. A very big problem. The homelessness problem and the coronavirus together is creating a disaster. At number 9, cannabis industry cutbacks. It seems that grew too fast, too quickly, and now it's people are losing jobs. Pink slips and pot stocks are a little shaky, but that doesn't mean the future isn't bright. Experts have high, if you'll pardon the expression, hopes that it'll do well. At number 8, Jeff Sessions' Senate bid. At number 7, immigration reform and gun control. At number 6, the Supreme Court abortion case, and that's tied with Roe v. Wade. Number 5, Chris Matthews out at MSNBC, and that's tied with the Me Too movement, and there's a little bit of Me Too in that one. At number 4, health care reform, climate change, and race relations. At number 3, the financial markets and the Feds cut the interest rates, I think, 0.5%, and that's significant. I don't fully understand why, but they say it might help in the battle against the uncertainty caused by the coronavirus on the economic front. The coronavirus is number 2. And number 1 is a presidential race highlighted by Super Tuesday, which seems ages ago here on the weekend. The coronavirus and the presidential race dominate the conversation.
Yeah, right. There's not much else there is getting everybody's attention for sure. Yeah.
You want the people?
Please.
Okay, we have Jeff Sessions at 10. At number 9, Chuck Schumer and John Roberts. They've been going at it. At number 8, Chris Matthews. Number 7, Jerome Powell from the Fed. Mike Pence at 6. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at 5. She's just always talked about. At number 4, Mike Bloomberg, Pete Buttigieg, and Amy Klobuchar. Peter Paul and Mary. I don't know why I thought that. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren at number 3. Biden at 2 and Trump at 1. And there you go.
All right. So our attention, it seems to me, I think you've just underscored what our attention ought to be for most of the hour. Although we ought to start with Chris Matthews. I remember a talkers convention, as a matter of fact, where he was early on when he was just getting started. He was still a columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. And I sat next to him, and I thought to myself, ooh, what an arrogant SOB. you remember that? It was like 20 years ago or something?
I don't remember that incident. I do remember crossing paths with him here and there. And I have to admit, my impression of him was that he was arrogant. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but does that play into what happened? Apparently, he's been doing this for a long time. So, is it just with some of these corporations, they just go so far with somebody and they just say, okay, enough, we're done with it, see you later?
Great question. Great question as to what's the real story behind these things. And you know, in the case of Chris Matthews, I think it's a matter of enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
The two things happened this past week that kind of a 1-2 punch that perhaps the brass at NBC FCC said, let's get rid of this guy. One was he made a ridiculous remark on the air comparing Bernie Sanders' victory in Nevada with Hitler's marching across France in World War II.
Am I reading this the right thing here? Is this guy completely out of his mind?
That's more than a gaffe. That's just bad judgment.
Yeah.
It's just bad, very bad. He apologized for that. He got away with it, it seemed. And then another out of a series of women, high-profile women, complained about him with his compliments. And, you know, how come I haven't fallen in love with you? And, you know, you look at that dress. And,
have you looked in the mirror lately?
You know, it's like, you know, okay. So he's out of step with that, and he resigned. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, he was resigned. You know,
exactly.
They forced him. Yeah, they
right.
forced him
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
That's it, you know.
So how do they find, you know, a lot of the people that are doing that stuff, like Rachel Maddow, who I believe, even though you, whether you agree with her or disagree with her, I believe she's quite a credible host. She started on the radio. Matter of fact, didn't she start on the... on the left, that network, which...
She started even before that. She was on Air America as one of the secondary characters. She was... The stars were Franken and Gene Garofalo.
Right,
and then,
that's right.
And then you had, the third stringer was Dusty Rhodes. And then the fourth stringer was Rachel Maddow from a little radio station in my neck of the woods in the Springfield, Massachusetts area, but not even a Springfield station. There's a well-known town where Smith College is called Northampton, Massachusetts.
Yep. Yep.
And they have a very nice little radio station there that serves that community, and that's where she was when they grabbed her for Air America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the rest is history. She went on to be, of all of them, she's the serious player.
Right. She deserves the attention, accolades.
She's very good.
Smart. She's good at it. Presents herself well.
Yeah. Unique.
Yeah. You know? I wish that she... Well, I honestly wish we had more people from the so-called left on the air, because if nothing else, whether you agree with them or you disagree with them, it makes for more interesting radio. That's all. I'd like to have.
Well, it makes for a better radio. It makes for a better radio industry. And I'm not saying, when I say that, I'm not saying that conservative stations or conservative hosts should suddenly become liberal. I'm saying there are so many radio stations out there that are programming nothing, that they could build audiences in different areas of the spoken word spectrum. That's all.
Well, let's face it, behind the scenes, and I don't think we mentioned this, when Rush Limbaugh announced that he had stage 4 lung cancer, there's nobody who knows anything about medicine that thinks that he's not going to have a rough time working his way through. He looked kind of frail the night that he was on Get the Medal of Freedom.
And yeah, State of the Union.
Yeah, a lot of the people behind the scenes that run radio stations and groups are saying, uh-oh, what are we going to do now? What happens when Limbaugh, even if he wasn't sick, sooner or later, Limbaugh's going to hit the road. There are all these rumors about Sean wanting to run for the Senate as soon as his kids get out of school. He's made a lot of money in radio and TV, wants to go to Florida, run for the Senate. So, you know, and Glenn Beck's not really that much of a factor anymore. So where are the people that lead this talk radio industry going forward? You've got to have been asked that 100 times, if not more, in the last couple of weeks, haven't you?
I'm always asked that. And, my answer to that is, you know, talent emerges. There are people out there. I don't want to go through names because I don't want to, as the publisher of Talkers, anoint people right now.
Yeah.
But there are, you know, when people move out, new ones come in. And I'm optimistic that there'll always be a place in the media for talk shows.
I do. I agree with that. Yeah, there will be. Absolutely.
Right. Right.
Maybe it broadens a little bit, and there's a little more. It was like back in the 70s when we had the full service shows. It was even what I was recalling earlier, my experiences when I first got started doing talk in the mid 70s, and the requirement was if you had a controversial issue, the fairness doctrine required that you have people from, or at least a discussion of both sides of the issue, otherwise you're in big trouble.
Exactly.
Can you imagine if that had not gone away?
Well, if that had not gone away, we wouldn't have had the modern era of talk radio
because
it was too nebulous. It was too murky. So rather than comply with that murky law, stations did the opposite, and they didn't talk about politics or anything controversial. Because it's very hard to measure points of view. There are usually two points of view on each side. Look at the battle going on right now among the Democrats between Bernie and Biden. Well, they're on the same side, and the schism is severe.
Yeah.
What do you do with that? You know, who do you put on if you
learn
have Biden?
A lesson? What you do with it is you learn a huge lesson. That's what you do with it, I think. Anyway, there's a huge. Lesson to be learned.
Yeah, and that existed back in 2016 when the conservatives were split. Trump was not a shoo-in in terms of the party. They didn't want him when they realized he was serious.
I don't think he realized he was serious until he looked at himself and went, wait a minute, this could be... I think he just went into it as a lark, frankly, don't you? When he started out?
I think there's a possibility of that. I think he's a complicated man, and I think part of him did it for promotion of his brand and his ego. And I think part of him really wanted to be president. Mm-hmm. Because if you look back at speeches and YouTube appearances by Trump in the media, going back a long way, he was mouthing off on major issues, and it was broached. Would you ever run for president? Well, I don't know. So this didn't come out of nowhere, you know?
Well, he and Bloomberg appeared on the same stage more than once, and that was a focus. You know, would either of you guys consider running for president? Which I find very amusing when you look back at the history of those two guys in New York City and how they were, they were marching in the same direction. Interesting to see let's get into that when we talk about the presidential race, what's going to happen with some of the splinter movements and the money, et cetera, et cetera. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how you can lose weight and keep it off, please. A weekly reminder from me here on this program. It's a daily reminder on my DJV program and other shows that I do because this is a far-reaching concept. So many people are so unhappy with their bodies, they want to lose weight. What they don't do is modify the way they eat, the way they perhaps might, so they rely on some things that are not very natural to shed their weight. Diet pills, big, diets themselves, liposuction. It's really, across the board, all kinds of radical ways to lose weight. But they're not healthy for your body. Kellitrin, on the other hand, is. It is the healthiest way. And I'm not saying that. Doctors are saying that. Kellitrin.com. Use the code DJV to save $10 off on every bottle. And I think free shipping goes with that. Check it out at Kellitrin.com. We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Kellitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Kellitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Kellitrin.com or toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Hey, I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Ooh, thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. Happy. I enjoy this time with Michael. He and I are pals. We enjoy it. You know, it's like people think, oh, these guys must be great friends. They must talk all the time. We probably only talk when we're doing this program. That's about it, because we're all off in our own little corner doing our thing. Michael has done, and I don't say this to make it sound like it's silly, but he has done a service for this industry that nobody else has, nobody else has been able to, nobody else has focused on it, and it's become quite the domain. If you go to talkers.com, you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, everything you want to know about the hosts. When the Heavy 100 list comes out, there'll be all kinds of info about lots of hosts around the country, some of whom you will be familiar with, some of them you may not be. But people gravitate to this because there's so much going on in this field of conversation radio. I noted with interest, we were just talking off the air about, and this is what sort of got me to thinking about this, that I was talking about being on a Wichita radio station. There's a new podcast. Now, it's interesting because you're doing a podcast, and I haven't really focused on it. I think we ought to a little bit. I mean, this program is available as a podcast, too, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Most people want to listen to the whole thing, though. Not the podcast, but there's a new Wichita show that's a pretty good example of conversations that are ready for a podcast. And it is about, it's a focus on local retailing and that kind of stuff. I bring it up only because there is so much podcasting now, and I'm wondering how you decide to cover podcasts at Talkers. Because it's such a, it could be all encompassing. Certainly the announcement made by Tesla this week, they're not going to put radios in their cars anymore. You know, what are you going to do? Listen to podcasts, listen to stuff from TuneIn or whatever it is. But yeah, this is pretty significant changing of the guard, do you think?
Well, I mean, the question is, what is the definition of radio? You know, and that's a major rhetorical question that we could talk about for hours. But I'm not quite sure what you're asking me.
Whether podcasting is going to, do we need to, those of us who are interested in staying in the business, do we need to have a podcast? Do you review a talker's various podcasters in connection to what they do for talk radio?
I don't think so. I don't think people need to have a podcast, but it's a nice thing to have. Mm-hmm. It's a nice thing to have because it's so easy to do. And if you have something to say, it's a great way to be able to have an adjunct to your other media work in a podcast, or just be a podcaster. If you really have something to say and you really have a target audience that wants to hear what you have to say, then it could be very lucrative. If you just want to, you know, package garbage and put it out there, there's plenty of opportunity to do that as well.
What was the impetus for you doing the Michael Harrison interview, which is a podcast, mhinterview.com? Why?
Because one, I enjoy doing interviews. It became another way that we could have an audio feature in Talkers that would expand our media station status. That Talkers is a media station as well as a magazine, and I was supportive of my friend Norm Pattis, who started Podcast One. Frankly,
yeah.
We go back all the way. I was involved with him when they started Westwood One. He said, "You want to do a podcast on my platform?" And I said, "Sure, why not?" He said, "You're a great interviewer," which I appreciated. I seem to have a knack for that. So it's another way for me to express myself. But I would not ever think of that being my main way of reaching people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a supplement.
All right, so here's what I want to discuss when we come back again. The next half hour, we'll start with a focus on whether or not radio helped any or all of the contestants in the primary on Tuesday. Did it help Joe Biden? Did it help Michael Bloomberg? Did it help? How did they use radio effectively, whether advertising, with interviews, that sort of thing? How helpful can talk radio be to the future of some of these important politicians? That's next up here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump toured a neighborhood reduced to rubble in a Tennessee tornado earlier this week and talked about what he saw.
This is real devastation, like you'll never see, hopefully again. This was about as big a tornado as you can have. It was 50 miles long, which is extraordinarily long, and a very wide one. And you see what's happened. We saw it from the helicopter very well.
President Trump was met on his arrival by Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. While he was there, he had a message for the survivors.
We love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, incredible state, a tremendous heart. Already you see people rebuilding.
The Tennessee death toll stands at 24 from a pair of storms. Such trips have become familiar for the president, who has visited numerous scenes of disaster and tragedy after hurricanes, mass shootings, and wildfires during the past 3 years. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804. For a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Back again on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The first week of March is our focus. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers. Find the list at talkers.com. I had reached out to try to get Michael, and I know I will, isn't it? I tried to get him to think about it, but I wanted him to sort of put into perspective for all of you how various candidates, I was thinking of the people who won, and did they win because they were interviewed well, because they bought radio advertising? You got Biden, you got Bernie, you had the killer bees. You got Bloomberg, Biden, and I don't know how much
Buttigieg.
The others. And Buttigieg, did he use a lot of radio effectively? He was a good interview, though, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a good interviewer, and he did a lot of interviews. One of the things that made Buttigieg a big candidate from really nowhere was his willingness to do interviews, whereas some of the bigger candidates are more hesitant to do interviews unless they have control over it or unless it's a gigantic platform. You may remember back in the 90s, during the years of beginning of the modern era of talk radio, when talk radio was booming all over the place and it was fresh and young and new. And presidential candidates and presidents were everywhere. You could, to be in the talk radio business, even on a small station, you wound up getting to know a lot of the major political players. And over the years, that has kind of stopped.
I remember when Bush, though, came to your convention. I was going to say your convention.
Well, it's yours.
When he was running the first time around in 2000, and how Hey, I just kind of remember him walking into the room, and he had that big smile, and he didn't quite know what he was facing. I don't think he did, anyway. But he did a good job.
He was very smart. He gave a good speech. He was funny. I got to hang with him for a couple of hours and got to know him. In a way you don't know somebody when you only see them on television. But right. We're all over the place on this. Let's just say that the media has changed, and in 2020. Talk radio has a tremendous impact on local politics, where there are local hosts, and local communities still listen to the local news talk shows for input, and it has a lot of influence in that arena, because newspapers are drying up and not as influential as they used to be, because newspapers are more partisan than they used to be. Newspapers were far more left and right, Democrat and Republican. They aimed toward a certain constituency, but they were much more effective at trying to be objective. Today they're just as, targeted as radio and TV channels are. That being said, I think that it's more of a mix. I think that television, the major networks, dominate the political conversation in America. I think that Fox News has enormous influence. I think CNBC, MSNBC, CNN, I think these are where the action is, and I think that talk radio feeds into that. Big shows like Rush, Hannity, but they're so targeted now that they have more impact, I think, in the primaries than they do in the general elections.
All right. So let's take a case in point. George Norrie does arguably the most popular overnight show in the country. I think we can all agree on that. And on his program after the election, he had a demographer on that told the audience that every 8 seconds, a millennial became a voting age. And most of them don't like Trump. Most of them lean to the left. But the largest group of them register as independents. And so unless they declare themselves, they can't vote in the primaries, and didn't. And that may have been one of Bernie's problems. Who knows? So we haven't yet seen their effect, this fellow was saying, on the election. By the time Election Day rolls around this fall, there will be 24 million of them. And the candidate, this fellow contended, that played to them would take home the prize. What do you think of that? And George is good at getting people on like that and get into something penetrating, and they can spend some time talking about it. But that's a pretty interesting and powerful statement, don't you think?
Well, there's a lot of concern, not meaning worry, but just interest, that the changing demographics and that the younger voters coming into the electorate will move the country toward a liberal and possibly even socialistic agenda. We're seeing that with the support that Bernie Sanders has, whether he gets the nomination or not. You've got to admit he has major league support, and it's ironic that this old gentleman has such support among the young.
Yeah.
So we've seen that before, that just because what age or gender you are doesn't necessarily translate into that same age or gender voting for you. That being said, the big problem facing this particular movement you describe is that there's a tendency among young people not to turn out to vote. They may express in a poll how they feel. They may have demonstrations on campus and all kinds of stuff. But when push comes to shove, it's the older folks that show up at the polls. And if anything we've learned in the recent elections, the key to winning is voter turnout, not necessarily voter sentiment. Voter turnout. One of the reasons Hillary didn't win is because a lot of the Sanders supporters, a lot of the young people, didn't come out and vote for her. She would have won.
Well, she actually did win, but the Electoral College kept her from claiming.
What I mean is she would have won the Electoral College.
Yeah,
she would have won the Electoral College. Yeah, in some of the places where Trump won the Electoral College vote for states, she should have and possibly could have won those states. Mm-hmm. Either way, Electoral College or not, younger people would have more influence if they showed up at the polls, but they don't, at least not yet.
All right, so let's carry one of these suggestive side topics up to the front for a minute, and that is the discussion about the Electoral College. The righties absolutely want to keep the Electoral College because if you maneuver it correctly, they win. I don't know why the Democrats couldn't do that as well. Whoever maneuvers it wins. But to me, the discussion that I've had on the air and had a lot of controversy around it is it's not fair because every person's vote doesn't count. And you can see that even multiplied by the current system of primaries, which are spread all over the place. But by the time you get to the last group of, and I had a list here, the last group of primaries is not until May and June. And at that time, why bother to vote at all? Because they've already decided the hierarchy who's going to be
the hierarchy can't control it if the people vote, as was evidenced by the hierarchy not wanting Trump, and Trump won because the.
But
primaries,
you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, the primaries ought to be on the same day to give everybody a fair shot. At least that's, I say that, and I wonder
that's,
what
that's,
you think.
That's, I think that's a valid point of view, but there's another point of view that gives people a chance to see the candidates in action over a period of time, to see how they handle themselves through adversity, to have certain places where they have to meet the people in the streets and at coffee shops, such as in New Hampshire and in Iowa.
Well, they can still do that and have, I mean, they've been doing it. You mark my words, the day after the election in November, there are going to be people in New Hampshire who want to win 4 years from now.
Look, the argument over primaries, how they're done, and the Electoral College, I mean, there's every argument in the world. My personal feeling is if the Democrats were suddenly winning through the Electoral College, the Republicans would be against it. Yeah. I think it's totally partisan. My personal feeling is the Electoral College is an abysmal mistake.
Oh, yeah, I
that's agree. That's my view, personally.
Very un-American. Very un-American.
But some people have all of these species arguments that it's important. There's no one. The small states won't get any attention. They don't get any attention now. It's crazy. Of course, states that have. Why can't people understand? Don't get me started. Why can't people understand that the politicians are going to go to the population centers? Mm-hmm. Whether it's electoral votes or whether it's popular vote, that there's going to be more campaigning in California and Texas and New York and Pennsylvania and Florida, the places where, Illinois, where there are large populations. It's ridiculous. I remember Richard Nixon back when he went against Kennedy. He made a stupid promise. He said, I am going to campaign in every one of the 50 states. And I think he did that, and he lost the election because he wasted a lot of time to make a point when, in fact, strategic campaigning geographically where the population centers are, whether there's an electoral college or not, is the key to winning the election. And I just think the whole argument's stupid. Sorry I went off on a soapbox, but that's the way I feel. We're going to get a lot of letters from people saying, oh, you're a liberal. It has nothing to do with liberal or conservative. That's just people seeking victory at the expense of truth because the Republicans think somehow the electoral college favors them because the last two times we've had the popular vote go against the Electoral College, it fell to the benefit of a Republican, but it could just as easily gone the other way.
Absolutely. No question about it. All right. Okay, next up, the coronavirus. We'll be talking about that in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The top 10 stories this week from Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com and see what's going on in the talk radio business. I invite you to do that every week, and we offer these lists as a service. You can find them printed at talkers.com as well. Number 10 item on the issue list this week is the number of tornadoes and what the impact was in Tennessee. Number 9, cutbacks at the Supreme Cannabis Company up in Canada. Jeff Sessions running for the Senate. Number 8. All kinds of focus on gun control because of the shootout at the beer company in Milwaukee. Number 6, the Supreme Court abortion case and the discussions around that. Number 5, Chris Matthews getting booted out at MSNBC. Number 4, conversation about health care reform as it relates to the presidential race, who gets what or who ought to get what. And pretty much all the rest of the focus here is on either the coronavirus or the presidential race. That's it. The hot items. Research done for the week of March 2nd to the 6th on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 4/4/20, see store or staples.com/marchprintdeals for details.
I'm Doug Steffen here with a look at the people list. Let's put this together so we have the official list in case we don't get to it sort of in a formal way during our several hours of discussion. At number 10 in the people list, Jeff Sessions running for the Senate race in his old state. Chuck Schumer, number 9, and his nonsense when it comes to the Supreme Court. Chris Matthews at 8 for obvious reasons. Jerome Powell is at 7. Mike Pence at 6. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, number 5, the comment she made about Bernie Sanders and the outcome of the primaries. Michael Bloomberg at number 4, Bernie at number 3, Joe Biden at 2, kind of in the order that they stand after the primaries last Tuesday. And Donald Trump continues to take most of the oxygen out of the room. He's the number 1 person in focus, discussion-wise, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. A review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get back to the, for the moment anyway, the coronavirus and all the things that have been said on both sides. This is a political football, but it goes deeper than that to the news media itself. And I'm wondering if talk radio isn't playing into the hands of the news media, alarming people when there ought not to be the kind of alarm that this is my own read on it. I think the way this is being played is ridiculous, frankly, and the fear that's being instilled in people for no really good, solid reason. People aren't dying like flies. And look at the number of people who are dying from the regular flu. So far this year, almost 13,000 Americans have died from the regular flu. Where's that headline? When there's 6 people dead in Washington, you'd think the world was coming to an end. So is talk radio playing into that, Michael?
I don't know. I think it's individual hosts and individuals play into it or not. Until we know how this thing is going to play out, we don't know if people are fear-mongering or whether they're just sounding a warning alarm that's accurate. It's like in football, when a coach makes a drastic move and they go for a fourth down, you know, and one. If it works out, he's a hero. If it doesn't work out, he's stupid. It's how the ball bounces. You know, if this coronavirus turns out to be, you know, to use the expression, election a nothing burger, well, then Trump will look like a hero and everybody will look like alarmists. But if this thing turns out to be a plague of some sort, well, then those who said, don't worry about it, will be looked at as blocking information that people needed to know.
All right, quick review, the MH interview this week. At mhinterview.com, who do we
Deborah
focus
Norville,
on?
Deborah Norville, the magnificent Deborah Norville. She just celebrated 25 years as a host
great.
Of Vince. Yeah, she's
a
very, very talented, intelligent television personality, and it was a pleasure talking
she's
to her.
She's down to earth as well. She gets what her position is. I think that there's a lot going for her. Yeah. So check that out at talkers.com and mhinterview.com. You may also be interested to read how Michael is going to pose questions to those of us who go to the annual Talkers Convention in New York, June 5th. Radio, it's a very provocative question. Can radio be saved? That's at talkers.com. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Timer is now at 53 after the hour to get back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the expertise of illegal expertise of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor of law at Bentley University. He's also the founder of Scamicide.com. And I want to start, before we get into some of the legal issues and your thoughts about them, from the top 10 story list at Talkers Magazine. I want to talk about the scams that are costing people with the coronavirus. That's the number two issue this week on the countdown. Anyway, the business of fraud, the business of robocalls, the business of all this stuff, a lot of it's beginning to show up from India, in fact, Steve. And so, there's a lot of stuff around the virus that's horrifying.
Yeah, in particular, when you say scams coming from India, India is a country that always has done a lot of legitimate phone bank work, and when you call for customer service, they do a good job of it, and they work with American companies for this. But they also do a great job at scamming phone work, and they have phone banks there that are behind many, many scams, including the FBI and Indian law enforcement busted a huge call bank that was doing the IRS imposter scam, calling, telling people that they owed money that they didn't to the IRS. So, yeah, scams are international, and many of the ones that are phone-related just do come from India. But the virus, the coronavirus, has spawned not just a wide panic around about many people, but a response from the scammers. So you are having things where people are getting, in particularly, they're getting emails and text messages with links and attachments, and these emails appear to be coming from the Center for Disease Control or the World Health Organization with important tips, critical tips, to protect you from coronavirus. None of them are legitimate. And if you click on those links or download those attachments, you're going to end up downloading malware, becoming a victim of fraud and identity theft. And there are also scammers out there who are luring people into buying stocks that the scammers have bought at a low price that they're going to sell at a high price, because you're going to build the price up as far as coronavirus and as far as buying masks online. There are a lot of scams there. The scammers are picking up on everything.
All right, so let's get to the coronavirus itself. There is such bad service being performed by a lot of hospitals. Are they in danger of being sued because of a lot of the people that are not getting the kind of services? What happens? How can you sue a hospital, or can you?
Well, you know, there are levels, and I'm frankly surprised that there haven't been more lawsuits against hospitals for what should be basic kind of hygiene. And in fact, there have been a lot of studies in the medical community that have shown that hospitals just aren't really good at that very basic thing we keep being told in regard to the coronavirus, washing your hands, and staff that don't do that. The flip side of that coin is, I remember seeing a story about a hospital in the Baltimore area that did make a concerted effort in regards to just washing hands and staff doing that, and they had a much, much lower rate of problems. So I do think that you very well may see some claims of negligence against hospitals that are not doing what they should be doing, what they know they should be doing.
Number five this week, Chris Matthews gets fired at MSNBC. Did he get fired because they were worried about getting sued?
You know, the timing of that certainly might have had something to do with it. The timing comes where there have been a few allegations, nowhere along the line of a Harvey Weinstein thing,
no,
but more along the line of inappropriate comments over the years that Chris Matthews has made to various women. And I don't know if that was behind it. It did seem like an awfully sudden stopping of his show after all of these years, but they may be connected.
The final thing, we've got about 30 seconds on the Supreme Court abortion case. Do people understand the legal impact of this?
I don't think they do, and I don't think they even understand there are two aspects to it. And one of them is whether indeed the restrictions that are in Louisiana are such that they place an undue burden upon someone in exercising their rights to an abortion. But perhaps even the biggest part of this case, which hasn't been talked much about, is the fact that it also deals with the standing issue. The cases are generally brought by abortion clinics and health care providers, and there is a challenge saying that they are not interested parties, they should not be able to sue. The court in 1976 said they should, but this could change.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping.
Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.